Okay, so where do I start? I can't remember when it was, but there was a hullabaloo a couple of years ago, I think, about Penzi's spices.
I don't remember this. I don't remember.
It's vague to me because obviously we do not cook. That's why we don't remember it.
I don't cook, and I'm also menopausal. That's probably part of the reason I don't remember, you guys.
So apparently, if you buy something, and they've always, so the reason there was a hullabaloo a couple years ago is that they were, like, they made it really clear that they're super liberal and like, really liberal.
So they're, and like, so, kind of, they're, like, really Ben and Jerry's when it comes to their business?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So they're not, you know, they're not just, it's not that they're just supporting liberal causes. It's that they want everybody to know. They don't care if they alienate customers. They are lib. Okay, yeah. So they're super left. But so inside, like, if you buy something from them, apparently, I don't know if it depends on what you buy, but you get like this little insert in your package,
like,
right?
Like a CD thing. It's like what you get in a CD case. Remember?
Yeah.
That's what,
like,
it looks
here's
like.
Here's the lyrics to Penzi's.
Right. Okay? It's like a Pearl Jam CD case, you know? It's like, open it up. It's crazy.
But all what right. it says, you guys, is so offensive and mean to conservatives that it goes beyond just like a company deciding to be, you know, supportive of liberal causes. It goes way beyond that. This is like them saying, we're declaring we don't want conservative customers ever. So just take your business elsewhere because you suck so hard. That's essentially what they're saying. Let me give you an example. So it says, where once American elections were about two parties competing to show which could bring greater opportunity to more Americans, times have changed. 11-8-16 may well be remembered as our times 12-7-41. How the party of the right was led astray by unlimited political spending teamed with Fox News and other propaganda-based media and ultimately arrived on the same page as our nation's foreign adversaries is for the history books to work out. What's important right now is that we don't let them succeed. Wow. Before we can reverse the damage, we have to stop the losses. The forces we're facing now, intentionally targeting and maligning those in government, journalism, and grassroots organizations across the country, working to protect equality, the environment, education, peace, and all the other values that have made us strong and brought hope to the world. There are two very different paths possible for America. One, where those on the front lines of the struggle give up, and the other, where our vocal support stays strong. Now is the time to make your voice heard, blah, blah, blah. Then it goes on to say, where's the part? Oh, in our time, American conservatism has been corrupted to where it is now not much more than a struggle against empathy, compassion, and our shared humanity. There's no more powerful way to resist the forces behind this corruption than by sharing kindness with those around us. Because this is so kind, right?
Right,
so
right. Kind. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. My
like,
God.
I mean, and then the front of it has a heart with soul written on it. It's like, oh my God. Like,
I mean,
what?
Yeah. This is insane that they're, this is insane. So Then they're talking about like, cooking is fun. You should cook. And like,
oh my God.
Like, seriously.
I know. It's like, they're like, chunk.
It's insane. Penzi's spices. Like this is a crazy company and you should absolutely not support them.
And the crazy part is that there's a conservative who ordered that, right?
Right.
Like, presumably.
I think she got it as a gift. As far as I can tell, she said, enclosed is from a gift from Penzi Spices.
Does that person get their money back?
I mean, who knows? The person that bought the gift may just be all down to clown with it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just nuts. It's completely nuts. Meanwhile, they are engaging in a capitalist society.
Right.
Getting the benefits from that. And then they prescribe to a socialist party. Do they know? Who's going to tell them?
I just can't believe this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm so mad about it.
And this is the party of compassion, you guys. It's the
party they're trying to say that it's the right that's been corrupted against empathy and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
You guys,
I can't.
Pray for them.
That's all you can do.
happy
Veterans Day, everybody.
Yes, happy Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
God, we are so grateful to all the veterans out there.
Yes, so
guys,
very grateful.
You guys are the reason that we are able to do this.
That's
right?
Crap. I'm sorry, you guys. I forget why this happens.
What are you doing, Ma?
Okay, what are you doing? So here's what's been happening to me lately. I don't know if this is happening on your side, but when I want to see the comments moving up in real time,
right.
But now I don't. They stop, they hang up, and then there's this button that says click for more.
Oh. Yeah, I don't see that.
And then all of a sudden I have a person on my screen and I don't understand why.
I just see people on this side of my screen. I see comments.
Is it moving?
No, I have to click for new comments.
That's what I'm saying. So that button, I go to click it and I end up with somebody on my screen and I don't know why.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. you're gonna have to troubleshoot that with our IT guy.
Right. I love that everybody on YouTube is like, you should really have better IT guys. And I'm like, have them.
Yeah, it's so funny that people think we actually have a budget. You guys realize, again, I have an actual job now. I'm not with her. There's a reason for that. How wow. Yeah. Okay. So it's like people think we have money. It's like so cute.
Although to be fair, we did have like a radio station IT person help me out. Because remember how I was freezing and blurry or whatnot? Yeah. Hopefully that's a little better.
It's so funny. I was freezing and blurry. It makes it sound like you're like freezing and blurry. It's not that bad, you guys.
He did help me troubleshoot. There's still more troubleshooting to come. But essentially the cure for the blurriness and the freezing is a new computer, which I will not get until January.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of those spice jerks. And liberals wanting to like shut the right down. Yeah. I saw this morning when I woke up that Jake Tapper is backtracking on his whole, hey, let's ruin conservatives' lives as much as we can. Like there's just this whole notion on the left of if you think outside the groupthink, we're going to cancel you. We're going to ruin your life. We're going to make sure that you don't have a job. We're just going to try to destroy you and to destroy your family. You know, no big deal. It's like that. It's no big deal, you guys, which is why a lot of conservatives are afraid to be conservative. We've seen that over the past 4 years. We've gotten email after text after message after whatever of people saying, I believe this, but don't say my name because I'm afraid that I'm going to be outed. What the hell? You know, yeah. It's like, it's so disheartening to me that people are afraid to be conservative, that kids in college are afraid to be conservative, that, you know, anybody is afraid to say what they think in this country. It's just, it's not, that is not okay. That's not okay for that to be happening in this country. And then you got the Jake Tappers and media people of the world saying, you know, or AOCs of the world saying, we got to destroy these people's lives. We got to find out who liked Trump and then we got to destroy their lives.
You gotta have lists. You gotta have a list.
You can suck it. Mm-hmm. You can eat a bowl is what you can do. So because this is America, and I'll what do what I want. What did you call him? Are you putting me on the spot right now? Because these people think that I am a really nice, sweet lady, Mock.
Before we went live, I was like, you have to call him what you just called him to me. You got to call him that to everybody.
I may or may not have called him a dickhole. I may or may not have done that, but I didn't. I would never do that on the air.
Never.
I would never do that to you guys.
You would never do that in a Facebook Live.
I would never do that live. I would never do that. Just to you. And we're all friends here.
Right.
So anyways, but it's unacceptable that this is happening. So now he's backtracking and why is he backtracking on that?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting the way that he's backtracking, because at first, you know, what he said was, listen, I get it if you're sad because of you losing and whatnot, because it's not easy to lose. But at a certain point, you have to think about what's best for the nation. How any future employers might see your character defined during adversity.
So really, were they thinking about what was good for the country? I don't know. 4 years ago, when Trump got into office and they put us through hell for the past 4 years, were they thinking about what was best for the country when they were burning cities in June?
I mean,
July, August, September.
When they were impeaching him and investigating him nonstop,
they put us through
for the country.
Right, they put us through hell for the past 4 years. You know, I mean, this is the thing. Eileen, dickholes are useful.
See, I can't see that unless I click new comments, and I'm going to end up with somebody on my screen.
You're right, Eileen. They are useful. So that was probably not the appropriate term to use for Jake Tapper. I apologize. I apologize. I will work on that.
So, okay. So here's how he's backtracking, because it's a very lame backtrack, right? So he's like, listen, you don't know how employers are going to look at you, Trump supporters. You don't want to be looked at in a negative way by future employers because of your Trump support. So now he's saying it's bad. He's basically criticizing the Trump Accountability Project, which is an actual compiled list of Trump supporters. And he's like, you know, that's not okay, because that's like the exact opposite of the calls for unity and healing. Really? Do you hear yourself?
Right.
Because you said you are the one saying the exact same thing.
These people have no idea how fascist they are when they are calling for, you know, the cancellation of people due to their beliefs. Can they not see that that is actually fascist and that has no place in the United States of America? No place. What
it's
are you doing?
It's nuts how they're it behaving is. Right now.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of, it's a really interesting strategy that they have on the left to not only denigrate people who think differently or people on the right so much that it gets to a point in the country where you're looked down at if you don't actually denigrate, right? It's one thing to just be a liberal, but like now you have to be a loud liberal and you have to be open about condemning the right. And it's kind of how they're making, it's a huge gaslighting of the whole country in the same way that right now you'll know, I mean, you can see it in the news. They are trying to make people who want the votes to be counted, they're trying to make us feel all crazy. Like, it's ridiculous that you're just not accepting the results of the election, even though the election results have not been finalized. It's not crazy.
Yeah.
And it's making me crazy that they're trying to make me crazy.
Right. And you should feel that way. That's a valid way to feel. Yeah. That's exactly what they're doing. And it doesn't help that, you know, they've got the media in their pocket. It doesn't help that it's like 24/7. We're just being hit with this. What, you know, this is just a thing. I mean, it's a given. He's the president now. You don't accept that? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, exactly.
And it's just all the time we're just being pummeled with this news that's not even news at all. It's not been news for years. This has not been news. It's propaganda. And they're just throwing it at us day after day after day. I sent it to the girls in our on our site, the girls that write for us, who are amazing, by the way. If you guys are not reading our site,
we have the best writers.
We have some new, fantastic new writers. We've had great writers for like the past year. These women are fantastic. And I put something in our group chat yesterday about Antonio Sabato Jr. I think he's a regular on Fox now. And he happened to get out there. He was on yesterday. He was on Varney's show. The first thing that he said to Varney was, you guys have been a huge disappointment, like about their coverage on all this stuff. I mean, literally the first thing that he said. And you could tell Varney, his face was like, oh, crap. You know, he was just, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do with that. And so they took that, you know, that you could tell the producers were like, oh, crap. And so they took Varney's face off the screen, and then they just focused exclusively on Antonio Sabato Jr., you know, because you could just tell that Varney didn't know what to do with that.
So I wonder if they'll have him back.
Probably not. Yeah. I mean, he called them out, and I was like, you go, Antonio. First of all, you're hot. And second of all, get him. You know, because this is the thing. Even Fox is turned into a big pile of suck. You know, because they're buying into all this garbage.
With the exception of Tucker Sean, who I don't watch, but like totally. I do watch Tucker. And he, you know, he's like, we don't get to just cut away from news that we don't like.
Exactly. I hear you.
It's news. It's happening. If Kayleigh McEnany is talking, you know, in front of the press corps, it's news, regardless of what you think about what she is saying.
Yeah.
She is making news and it needs to be covered. That's basic journalism.
It's interesting to me because, I mean, he's either going to be outed at that station, or he will be the only reason that they stay afloat.
Yeah,
because
they're tanking.
They're right. They're tanking. Yeah, they're tanking. I mean, who else? Who's anybody watching there now? That's the thing.
It's like, well, really, yeah. It's Tucker and Sean.
Right. It's the only, those are the only people I have any interest in is Tucker. Tucker's the only one speaking the truth. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to watch anybody else. It's like, it's a bunch of blondes, like not saying anything.
Well, they've been muzzled. I mean, right. I'd be happy to listen to them if I didn't think that they were completely muzzled right now. It's mm-hmm. no fun listening to muzzled robots. Sorry, right. but that's
it's
not,
a, this, yeah, because
we have
it's
like, for that.
it's like you said yesterday, they've probably been pulled in some sort of a meeting from a program mm-hmm. director, and the program director has said, this is what you can say and this is what you cannot say, because somebody, I don't know who, somebody has said, this is what you can say and this is what you cannot say. Because we know how that crap works. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been in that world, and that's what happens. So, you know, good riddance, because they're not going to last very long if that's what they're doing. People are going to get fed up with that crap, and they're going to go someplace else. And it's probably going to be, you know, the Trump media conglomerate. I hope it is. Godspeed.
And like part of this whole gaslighting thing. So Joe Biden yesterday, you know, he gets up on a stage somewhere and he's talking about how it's an embarrassment that Trump won't concede. It's an embarrassment, and it's going to harm his legacy that he hasn't conceded the election. And then I saw a bunch of people on social media yesterday that they were all excited because North Carolina finally got called for Trump and for Tom Tillis. So yay, right? Everybody's like, yay, North Carolina got called. And I'm like, wait. Conservatives cannot be excited about this, because it's literally, there's no reason for North Carolina to just now have been called. What, it, has there been more votes? Like, have they certified the election? No, we don't get to be excited just because something's been called in our favor. Everything needs to get certified and counted and done for real. And then we can rejoice about whatever those election results are, or we can commiserate about it. I don't know. But at the very least, everything needs to be done. And so I don't know what even prompted the whole, I don't know if it's because the other dude, Cal Cunningham, conceded. I don't know if that's what happened in North Carolina, but they called it. And I saw everybody like, yay. And I'm like, why is that a yay? But like Michigan gets called for Biden and we're like, fight. I mean, either we're going to be for the side of counting to completion or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. So, I do know what you mean. Yeah, no, I totally get it. I don't know. I feel like the fact that they've already done this, though, they've already got this whole like media calling the election in motion. There are so many people out there that don't understand that they can't do that. And I mean, it's like, look at all the celebrations that there have already been. And then Joe has even said, what was it that he even said that he's not going to allow that to happen. Like there's video of him saying, oh, that's we're going to wait until it's like fair and everybody knows. And then he's doing it. He's engaging in it. He's like, he's already saying you have to accept it. No, I don't have to accept it. Look what happened with Al Gore.
Right.
It's like,
let the process play out. I don't know why everybody's in such a damn hurry.
Al Gore thought he was president for what, 37 days? I probably have the days wrong, but 30 something, 37 days. And then it was like, nope.
And by the way, that was a decision based on what, 500 something votes?
Yeah.
And so we're now looking, you know, at some thousands of votes, just a few thousand in some of these states. We need to have everything counted, and in some cases, like in Georgia, recounted and then certified. And that doesn't even happen until December. So everybody, we just all need to calm down and just wait for the results. That's
people
all.
Aren't though. People are not calming down. It's like, this is, and Joe Biden is not making it any easier when
he's
like,
making it way worse.
He's like, let me go ahead and move into the White House right now.
Right. You know? And let me call all these foreign leaders, even though I used to think that that was a bad thing to do in advance of somebody taking office.
It's like, you are not the president, you idiot.
I know.
Stop it. Stop. We haven't even gotten through this election process yet. And for all intents and purposes, Trump could still be the president. And can you imagine what's going to happen if that happens?
I cannot. By the way, did you see, if you guys haven't seen it, last night or late yesterday afternoon, I put it on our website, chicksontheright.com. You can see a video of Van Jones
crying.
No, not the crying. That was a few days ago. No. Van Jones is explaining to everybody how Trump can still win without even dealing with the actual voters. But he's a lawyer. He's explaining exactly how the Constitution can work, how the process can be worked through the Constitution, whereby this ultimately gets decided by states, the state legislatures, and Congress, essentially, and state electors. And if that happens, the election will absolutely be in Trump's favor. So, and the reason that would happen is if there's serious doubt about the voting results, which of course right now there's a lot of doubt, you know? So it's 5 minutes. I really recommend everybody watch it because he breaks it down point by point. And listen, he's not somebody who wants this to happen, right? He's just like, it's almost like he's warning people, you guys, this isn't over. This could still happen. Trump would be completely within his rights to push this far. We all got to be on guard and know that this could happen. And then he explains exactly how it could happen. And I'm like, well, damn, I mean, that would be great.
Yeah, you know? So maybe you shouldn't have cried a couple of days ago, you idiot.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. If you are such a legal, you know, a wonderful legal mind, maybe you should have had the wherewithal to understand that this actually could happen, that it's not over until the fat lady sings. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you should have pumped the brakes there, guy, and calm down. You know?
Yeah, because
this is the thing. Because he was Mr. Emotional Pants a couple nights ago, and like crying and like losing his man card the other night. Mm-hmm. That was just not okay. That's a journalist, y'all. That's a journalist. This is what we have as journalism in this country. Is we have dudes crying on TV when a guy thinks he is president when he's actually not even president yet. This is what journalism is now in our country. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It is embarrassing. You know, they talk about how other countries will point and laugh at President Trump. Other countries should be pointing and laughing at our media.
You know, seriously,
our media is an absolute disgrace in this country. They are just an embarrassment. I people will call us media, and I'm like, don't you dare call us media.
Because mm-hmm. Don't call us journalists.
Don't call us journalists. That's the biggest cut down ever. That's the biggest insult to me you could ever make. I don't ever want to be called a journalist because that is an embarrassment. Don't call me that.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be called a journalist.
It's never what we wanted to be. It's never what we've tried to be.
Nope. No. And especially now, I don't want to be that.
Thank you, Ari, for noticing my changing name. I've been trying to change it up a little. Yesterday, it was Mockularity.
And now it's Mocktail.
Today it's Mocktails. And I don't know what it'll be tomorrow, but I've been trying to be clever about it. And I'm glad somebody noticed.
Did we have to talk about anything? Was there anything else on our list to talk about today before we get off in a couple minutes?
Well, we were going to mention that Ed Henry, former Fox News host, you guys may remember Ed Henry. Remember how he got fired because Kathy Aru, the liberal Sherpa, as well as some other women, had accused him of all kinds of sexual misconduct. And so Fox was like, we just want to wash our hands of this guy. If women want to sue him, they're welcome to it. But like, it's not our deal. We're just going to fire him because he's obviously a total horn dog. So now, four more women have come forward to accuse him of some sexual misconduct.
Wow.
Including, there's one apparently who says that Ed Henry hired a PI to threaten her into being quiet after they spent the night together. So there's some serious, like, I mean, there's some dirt.
He's a busy guy. He's busy.
He's very busy.
And
he might have a problem, like an addict problem. Addiction problem. Yeah.
Maybe like a sex addiction. Is that what this is what these guys say that they have?
Yeah.
And, or maybe he's just a dirtbag.
Probably.
You know? Because I mean, to blame it on addiction, this is what some of these dudes say that
they
have.
It's a disease.
Oh, it's a disease. Okay. Yeah. Maybe you're just a dirtbag. Maybe that's your disease.
He's still married. Like, I think they're still together, which is amazing. Because that, I would not tolerate that.
Yeah. I kind of feel like I wouldn't either. I feel like I'd be like, bye. I would probably not tolerate
right now.
With like the first, just FYI, with the first one, I would have been like, see ya.
You're right. And that was years ago. Remember? It used to, like, years ago, it was like this explosive news that he had an affair. He had an affair with some like stripper in Vegas or something.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but
already a big thing.
Not trying to be mean, but you're not that great, Ed Henry.
He looks like Christian's big boy.
Right. I mean, it's with that first affair, you would have been on the street.
Yeah.
By now.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you, because I read an article yesterday that said Joe Biden's sister apparently was interviewed, and she said in this interview that he will run a second term. He would be 82, you guys. He would be 82. If, in fact, he gets into the presidency.
No.
If, in fact, he isn't kicked out with the 25th Amendment, she's saying, oh, yeah, he has every intention of running a second term.
No.
At 82.
No.
Mm-mm. So that's the first thing. But the second thing is that somebody called us yesterday and said something that was absolutely horrifying, which was that. Okay, I have to remember the math because there's like math, but like there's this rule.
I'm going to send you some Advil.
There's this rule that, okay, say Joe Biden gets the presidency and then say Kamala takes over. The timing.
Which is what's going to happen.
Right. But the timing of that takeover is really important, because if she takes over after 2 years and one day.
Yeah.
Right. So say it's 2 years and one day into the presidency, and then she becomes the president with that much time, like a year and 364 days or whatever left.
Yeah.
If she serves out that amount of time, she could run two more terms. Like, she could run for president two times after that. So theoretically, she could be president for 10 years.
Yeah, but she won't be.
I know. I mean, I'm just saying.
She won't.
Imagine a more horrifying thought.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not worried about that, because she'll be catastrophic, first of all. And then second of all, you don't think that somebody like a Christie Noem or somebody like that will come in and just absolutely kick her ass. Think about that. You put a conservative woman against her and she will just be destroyed. Think about that. Put Kamala up against a Christie Noem. Put her up against a Nikki Haley. She would be destroyed. Yeah.
I really want it to be like a fight, like a physical fight.
Oh my God.
I want Christie Noem to be in a physical cage match with
her. It would be like one tap and down. It would
be like,
there's
like,
there's just no match. There's no match there. There's okay. None. Yeah. I mean, and then let alone if it's like you could put her up against, like, I don't know, a Rick Grenell.
Oh, God, I would love that. I would love that.
Right? It's like it put her up. There's so many people. There's like a list of people that you could put Kamala up against in, like, intellectually. Oh, my God.
Speaking of Rick Grenell, did you see that he, like, I think it was Pink News, like some gay outlet or publication or whatever, they tried to run an article saying if Joe picks Mayor Pete to be in his cabinet, Mayor Pete would be the first openly gay member of the cabinet ever.
Oh, and my God. Amazing.
And Rick Grenell is like, hello.
Gay,
I'm open.
Here.
I'm open and gay.
People are like, it's like they don't under, this is like they talk about women with Trump and it's like, oh my God, he's terrible to women. Have you paid attention of who's in his cabinet?
I know.
Moron? I mean,
Rick was even going after Jack Dorsey on Twitter saying, are you going to fact check this?
Yeah.
Are you going to put like a special message on it that explains that this is actually fake news?
Yeah. What do I need to do? Make out with my husband? What the hell? I swear. It's like liberals are clueless. They are clueless. This is.
And they don't get fact checked. They don't get the same kind of fact checking.
Never. I got fact checked. I got one of our posts was taken down. Remember that one I put up on our Instagram page about it was about Kamala and Elizabeth Warren, and it was their Indian names.
Yeah.
And it was something about Kamala. I don't remember what Elizabeth Warren's Indian name was, but Kamala's was Spread Eagle.
Right. I remember. Yes. Is that, because I think that's one that you were like, can I put this up? And yeah. I was like, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of funny. It's not kind of funny. It's really funny. And really, if you think about it, I don't think it's not factual. I mean, let's face it. She kind of slept her way to the, she, look at the Willie Brown thing. I mean, it's like, let's get real. There was a Willie in there. There was a Willie.
And we don't know how her name translates into Native American
languages. I don't know.
Languages.
I mean, how do we
know? It could be Spread Eagle. If you don't know.
If there's a Native American out there that can help us out with that, I feel like that could be somewhat factual if you think about it. Anyway,
so it got taken down?
So Instagram is like, this is not, this is false information. And I'm like, give me a break. I'm like, it's a freaking meme.
Oh my God. So they're fact checking jokes now.
Yeah, they're fact checking memes. And I'm like, I'm like, dude, our whole page is hilarious memes. Like, that's what I do is I put up freaking memes that are awesome and funny because we have a sense of humor. Okay. And then they fact check it yesterday, like, we're taking this down because it's been reported as being false. And I'm like, it's probably been reported because liberals have like a plug up their butt and they have no sense of humor. But I think Spread Eagle is a hilarious name for her.
That's perfect.
I think it's hilarious. You guys think it's hilarious? I think it's funny. I mean, come on. Anyway, so that happened.
We probably have to go because I'm really behind and I know we were early, but we've already been here a half an hour.
Right. I got to go. 7:30 is my time to go start my job. That's what I got to go do. I have a lot to do today, you guys. So we hope you have a fantastic Wednesday.
Don't forget, new podcast, weekly podcast drops today.
It drops today, as they say in
the
biz.
What did we do?
It drops.
We talked about, like a divorce.
Yes.
American divorce.
We talked about American divorce. We talked about it's really centered on all the stuff that's happening in our country right now. We couldn't get past that. And then next week, we're hopefully going to be doing something about illegal monkey labor or something.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friday. We're getting together Friday, you and me. And that means people still have time to order up a video message through the Cameo app, cameo.com or the Cameo app. If you want us to record you a special occasion message or just a message saying whatever it is that you want us to say, you can do that through the Cameo app. And then we'll be recording those on Friday. And then we're going to be shutting them down until we know we have another date on the calendar planned. So that is the deal with the Cameos. So make sure to get your orders in.
You guys, have a fantastic day.
Ew.
It's hump day, you guys. It's Veterans Day. We love you, veterans.
Veterans. Extra hugs for veterans.
So, so grateful, you guys. So grateful. Bring it in. Have a great day, you guys.